The head of Canada's armed forces resigned today amid scandal and widespread criticism about his leadership. General John Boyle is alleged to have been involved in a cover-up of the 1993 murder of a Somali teenager by Canadian peacekeepers. General Boyle decided to step down just 4 days after Canada's defense minister resigned. From Toronto, reporter Carolyn Jack has the story.
The official announcement of Boyle's resignation came this afternoon, but after the defense minister stepped down on Friday, General Boyle's departure was only a matter of time. Colinette had hired Boyle for Canada's top military job and been his great defender. With Colinette gone, Boyle's fate was sealed. The general had been under fire for weeks, heavily criticized by politicians and even his own colleagues for his testimony before an official inquiry into the Somalia affair. The inquiry is not only looking into the killings of Somalis by Canadian peacekeepers in 1993, but also the Defense Department's alteration of official documents pertaining to the affair. Boyle was put into the military's top job to clean up the armed forces in the wake of the killings. But the general became embroiled in the scandal himself. During the Somalia mission, Boyle had headed up the military's communications office, the office which issued tampered documents to the media. In August, the general testified to the inquiry that he had no idea how documents emanating from defense headquarters came to be altered, although they bore his signature. And then he blamed his subordinates for the alterations, saying they lacked moral fiber. That last statement provoked a firestorm of criticism. In his resignation letter today, Boyle said he was leaving because the attention on his leadership was impeding the work of the armed forces. But he said he had a clear conscience about his period of service. The Canadian government clearly hopes Boyle's departure will bring an end to relentless criticism of its management of the Somalia affair. But there are still many months of testimony still to come before the Inquiry Commission and many more opportunities for embarrassing revelations. For National Public Radio, I'm Carolyn Jack in Toronto.